This is an excerpt from Samyutta Nikaya, the 22nd section, the Khanda Samyutta, Sutra number 95. Seeing thus, bhikkhus, the instructed noble disciple experiences revulsion toward form, revulsion towards feeling, revulsion towards perception, revulsion towards volitional formations, revulsion towards consciousness. Experiencing revulsion, he becomes dispassionate. Through dispassion, his mind is liberated. When it is liberated, there comes the knowledge, it's liberated. He understands, destroyed is birth, the holy life has been lived, what had to be done has been done, there is no more for this state of being. This is what the Blessed One said. Having said this, the Fortunate One, the Teacher, further said this. Form is like a lump of foam, feeling like a water bubble, perception is like a mirage, volitions like a plantain trunk, and consciousness like an illusion. So explained the kinsman of the sun. However one may ponder it and carefully investigate it, it appears but hollow and void when one views it carefully. With reference to this body, the one of broad wisdom has taught that with the abandoning of three things, one sees this form discarded. When vitality, heat, and consciousness depart from this physical body, then it lies there cast away, food for others, without volition. Such is this continuum, this illusion, beguiler of fools. It is taught to be a murderer. Here no substance can be found. A bhikkhu with energy aroused should look upon the aggregates thus, whether by day or at night, comprehending, ever mindful. He should discard all the fetters and make a refuge for himself. Let him fare as with head ablaze, yearning for the imperishable state.